North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 28, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker continues to look at other states in the region as well as nationally as he explores opportunities to reopen the state of Massachusetts business community.
New York got over the surge about a week ago. New Jersey got over it over the weekend. I mean, the first time they actually started to see a few days of positive trends on negative hospitalizations was over the weekend. Rhode Island expects to see the surge next week. Vermont and New Hampshire both believe they're past the surge. So where you are, I think one of the reasons why the president said, here's some broad guidelines, but states are going to go when states think it makes the most sense for them, was because they were looking at the data from state to state to state and concluding that you can't make a big, broad generalization about when it makes sense for states to move here because they're in very different places. And, you know, Montana, I think, has had 12 deaths, North Dakota, maybe 18. The numbers vary so much from state to state that you would expect states to act relatively independently based on their own data.
The governor's task force to reopen the state includes business leaders as well as health officials.
We've had what I would describe as informal conversations with a bunch of folks on the healthcare side and on the employer side. The employer folks on the employer side are thinking really hard about this, and many of them, I think I said this last week, are also, if they're part of either a national or a global supply chain, or if they're part of a company that has operations all over the world, they're bringing a lot of what they've heard from other or seen in other parts of the world into these conversations as well. And I certainly expect that our go forward is going to involve a lot of conversations, probably on a structured basis around that stuff. Yeah.
Governor Charlie Baker speaking at Monday's COVID-19 state briefing.
With high schools closed across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Gloucester High School is no exception, Principal James Cook explains the transition from in-class learning to remote learning.
So we've had two phases of this, right? When we first went into closure on March 13th for us, we started phase one, which was a voluntary remote learning situation. So teachers created remote learning opportunities, and we linked to those through a school-wide remote learning page. So you'd go to the remote learning page, you'd check out, okay, I'm looking for my English class, and then you link to your particular English teacher and those opportunities. A lot of teachers during that time where, you know, through guidelines from DESE, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, things were optional. Folks built up a repertoire of, say, learning how to use Google Classroom. Math teachers were starting to use Khan Academy, for example, and we started developing expertise with different tools so that when the Commissioner of Education shifted us into a phase two, where there would at least be some requirements for students to receive credit, we were ready to use that front page we created with now two mostly Google Classrooms, where you know, virtually teachers have their classroom and their learning using Zoom and Google Meets, which is like Zoom, to, you know, meet with kids and provide support for them. You know, through the Google Classroom page, we were ready by the time that you know, the required for credit learning started to happen. And then, in just in terms of volume, you know, we've cut back significantly to usually it's like one lesson per week, right, that we can engage all students in, and then move slowly, making sure we're supporting kids. At Gloucester, we have about half of our students are what are called high-needs students, so economically disadvantaged, English learners, special education students. And so, you know, we need to make sure, even in this remote environment, we're supporting all kids.
Gloucester High School Principal James Cook.
In Lynn, Superintendent of Schools Dr. Patrick Tutwiler has said that he thinks Lynn School should open a bit earlier in September. He is hoping that students can return on September 1 teachers on September 2. Those details in a Gayla Colley story in today's Daily Item of Lynn. Now, on Lynn TV, Mayor Thomas McGee outlined yesterday to City Councilor-at-Large Brian LaPierre on their COVID-19 update what the city is doing for some of the most vulnerable in the city.
We have had a lot of work going on with our Vulnerable Population Task Force, and they've been pretty busy. Last week, the North Shore Homeless Quarantine Site at the Salem High School Fieldhouse became operational. The cities of Lynn, Beverly, and Salem worked jointly with the support of MEMA and a number of community partners to establish a temporary quarantine location for the region's homeless population to be kept safe during the emergency if they've been exposed to COVID-19. There are state-organized and run isolation sites in our area for our homeless population if they have tested positive for COVID-19. They are referred and transported to those locations through the Lynn Shelter Association. We have also worked with the Lynn Shelter Association and the YMCA, and I want to thank them, to set up a temporary depopulation center at the YMCA. This will result in the clients at the shelter being able to safely social distance living conditions and to prevent community spread of COVID-19. Again, I want to thank the Y for working with us to make that that continue to be a reality at the Lynn Y.
Lynn Mayor Thomas McGee.
From TarTalk.com, Senator Bruce Tarr is announcing that a second round of funding up to $130 million for nursing facilities to support COVID-19 response efforts over the next 2 months, as well as increased funding of $44 million for residential congregate care service providers, has been announced by the Baker-Polito administration. The funding will support staffing costs, infection control, and personal protective equipment. In addition to increased financial support, the administration has implemented required testing for staff and residents of nursing facilities. The Commonwealth will offer support for temporary staffing assistance for all nursing homes in need. This includes clinical response teams of 120 nurses and CNAs deployed in teams of 10 during emergency situations, crisis management support, and deployment of the Massachusetts National Guard. These efforts will be supported by a centralized infection control performance improvement center established by the Massachusetts Senior Care Association. Much more information is available at TarTalk.com.
Lynn and Peabody saw a surge in deaths over the weekend, and Marblehead reported its first virus fatality on Monday from COVID-19. The Daily Item reports today on their front page that the Lynn Public Health Department reported Monday that they have been 14 additional deaths in the city since Friday, while Peabody reported 12 more people have died over the same period. That brings COVID-19 death tolls in Lynn and Peabody to 45 and 59, respectively. As of Monday, there have been 616 cases in Peabody, Lynn with 1,589.
Gloucester Mayor Sefathia Romeo Taken and Gloucester's Public Health Director Karen Carroll report that the City of Gloucester will reopen public landings and boat ramps effective today, April 28, following a unanimous vote of the Gloucester Board of Health on Monday evening. Director Carroll is quoted as saying this decision was made after much discussion and consideration regarding the health and safety of all Gloucester residents. Even though we are reopening public landings and boat ramps in the city starting on Tuesday, we urge all residents to continue to practice strict social distancing guidelines and limit non-essential activities while Massachusetts remains under a stay-at-home advisory. On April 15, the Board of Health initiated an emergency order closing all public landings and boat ramps to all but commercial and emergency vessels. The action was taken until such time as protective measures were developed to prevent the spread of disease and ensure public health and human safety during the COVID-19 state of emergency. Much more information is available at the Gloucester City website.
MSO News Sports is your place for North Shore news and sports with multimedia features, including North Shore Today, a daily news podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us, and do check back again tomorrow. Don't forget, Connections is now weekdays at 10 a.m. here on MSONewsSports.com. Have a great Tuesday.